Thomas chapter 6, Mishnah 5, Kohen Hedyot, a normal Kohen, a common priest, lo yisa ilonis, may not marry a woman who's an ilonis. An ilonis is a woman who has certain characteristics, meaning that she can't give birth. It's almost kind of certain male characteristics, and she can't have children. And the reason is that he has a mitzvah to be fruitful and multiply, and therefore if he marries this woman, we'll see just now. So what, you know, there's... He's missing out on that aspect. Elim kain yeishlo isha ubanim, unless he already has another wife, either a wife is capable of fulfilling the mitzvah with him, or he has children. That's already children from another woman. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, afal pi sheishlo isha ubanim lo yisa ilonis. He says no, he's never allowed to marry a woman called an ilonis. Why? She's zayna hamura b'torah, because she is what the Torah refers to as a zayna. So a zayna is someone who, that if he married her, the only reason he would marry her is for licentiousness. There's no mitzvah aspect to him marrying her. And therefore, says Rabbi Yehuda, he's actually forbidden from marrying her, even if he has a wife and other children. The rabbis disagree. They say, no, ein zayna ele giyores. The zayna that's referred to in the Torah is who falls into that category is a convert, a freed slave, or a freed slave. And why? Because either a convert or a free slave, the likelihood is that they would have had relations with a non-Jew. They were previously non-Jewish. And a Kohen is not permitted to marry someone who has had relations with a non-Jew. That's a forbidden relations for a Jew. And therefore, that's the zoyna that's referred to in the Torah. Because she will have had previously, or the likelihood is that she will have had previously licentious relations. And so that's the zoyna that the Chum disagree. That's the category that is forbidden by the rabbis.